The issue of rising interest rates on government-subsidized student loans wasn't a topic on most people's minds until about a year ago. That's when President Barack Obama stepped onto the stage at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Auditorium and slow-jammed the news with Late Show host Jimmy Fallon.
The reason it's so important to keep down costs is so we keep college affordable.
And the president knows his stuff, y'all. That's why they call him the POTUS.
He's the POTUS with the most stuff.
The president's strategy worked in two ways. First, he was reelected. And second, he was able to push back by 1 year an interest rate hike on student loans. That moratorium ended July 1st. That day, student loan rates doubled from 3.4 to 6.8%. The first effort to deal with the issue came from the U.S. House a month or so before the deadline. That's when North Carolina Congresswoman Virginia Fox, chair of the House's Higher Education Subcommittee, sponsored a bill. Fox, a Republican, is a Tea Party favorite. She's been an educator, an administrator at Appalachian State, and a community college president. She's also a classic pick-yourself-up-by-your-own-bootstraps story, coming from a very poor background to pay her own way through UNC Chapel Hill. She made her feelings on student loans very clear on the G. Gordon Liddy radio program last year.
I have very little tolerance for people who tell me that they graduate with $200,000 of debt or even $80,000 of debt, because there's no reason for that. I remind folks all the time that the Declaration of Independence says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You don't sit on your butt and have it dumped in your lap.
So it might be surprising, then, that the bill she co-sponsored and the House passed with bipartisan support is aligned closely with President Obama's plan to revamp student loan interest rates. Both tie the student loan rate to the variable rates of the 10-year Treasury bond.
We think the market-based approach is the best approach.
Most Democrats disagree with Fox and the president. They say the rates would be too high. North Carolina Senator Kay Hagan co-sponsored a bill that would extend the lower rate for another year. She also supports a provision to put a cap on the rate for student loans.
Without a cap, our young people are going to be borrowing money to get educated with no idea in mind as to what these rates could actually go to over the number of years that it's going to take them to pay those loans back.
A slightly higher cap was also in the House bill, but Hagan's Senate bill failed to get the 60 votes needed for cloture earlier this week. Enter North Carolina's other senator, Republican Richard Burr. He's part of a bipartisan group of senators that proposed a bill similar to the House's and to the president's, again tying the student loan interest rate to the Treasury bonds. On Wednesday, that bipartisan bill looked like it would break the political logjam in the Senate. But then the Congressional Budget Office estimated yesterday that it would cost $22 billion over 10 years. That slowed momentum, and now it could be dead again. It's a situation that causes Congresswoman Fox to shake her head at the Senate.
It's unfortunate. That's all I can say. It's unfortunate. They tout themselves as being the place where you can get bipartisan agreement on things.
So what do you think about the prospects moving forward?
I'm always optimistic. And again, the differences between us and the president are very minor, very technical in nature.
Fox, Hagan, and Burr say they will keep trying to get a student loan law passed. But next week, the Senate is likely to turn its attention to filibuster reform before going on recess in August. And if something doesn't get done, that could leave nearly 200,000 North Carolina college students with much higher rates on their student loans when they enroll in classes this fall. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.